Okay, so yeah, allergies fine. Don't know what happened to the last recording I made. I think it went for 10 hours, so. And the battery died, so I don't know if it saved partially, if it didn't save at all. It's in some big, wonderful bumper. But can I say? All right. Oh. Yeah, Brexit, Matt. They're fooling around with it. They're playing little silly games with it. It's like, you know, yeah, it's just like American independence. It's like, you know, at some point, you have to get everybody on board. They just flat had to do it. And you go, yeah, because, let me tell you, if the American colonies would have been crushed back, boy, let me tell you, about half of Western civilization would have fallen apart. One of the dominant people saying, see, don't ever try to leave. It'll never work. Look at how we crushed them. They're much tougher than you ever were. It's like, woohoo. Well, yeah? Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, they just throw those away. I suppose. You're not having to pay the throw away. You're already paying the Walmart premium for some of the nice things they do. It may get recycled, but I don't really doubt it. Oh. Like everything else, if it feels good, chances of it actually really happening or having a real effect are probably zero. The environmentalists are an interesting group. Oh, we have a good way ahead of them? Oh, all right. I'm going to go for it. Give a shot. See what happens. Kid, we're moving very fast. There's a good chance we'll be able to move out ahead of them. Yeah. Go for it. Woohoo! Good job, Lee. Yahoo! Boy, that school bus driver's just shaking the fist at you. How dare you?
Hey, I wasn't around any kids.
No, it's nothing illegal about it. Oh, everybody's supposed to behave the way I want them to. I'm sure they don't. Or even care. Yahoo! The environmentalists are funny. You know, you have to understand about a decent proportion of the people who believe that their environmentalists are fleecing you. You know, driving up prices, telling you that what you're doing is really saving the earth and they're charging you a lot of money for it. But yet, environmentalists have kind of this tribal view of things, you know? If another person is an environmentalist, oh, they're wonderful. They're, you know, oh, they're the driven snow. I can trust all their motivation to go, you know that a good section of them are just profiting off of you. I'm saying that. Saying that's what's happening. And if you think, oh no, I could not profit. Every environmentalist is basically not profit. And you're going, okay, you can say that if you want to. They most aren't. But you swear they all are. Oh no. They're not a for-profit. All their profits go into something else, you know, after they've made sure they've gotten a nice profit. Then they'll give a pittance or something, but you'll feel good. Because it's mostly about just making, you know, it's the economics of making you feel good, right? Back in the old days, you actually had to do a product that actually accomplished this. Now you don't even have to give out these products. All you have to do is say, oh, but we're such a wonderful company. You know? We give our profits to some wonderful thing. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. That's nice. Tomorrow's gonna get even better. Yeah? Yeah, man. I don't know why you're getting all gussied up like it was 20. It's 50, I think.
Yeah.
Here comes Mom. She's coming back. Yeah. It's just an interesting new kind of marketing. Basically, it's the kind of marketing that says, you want to do business with us, as opposed to some evil, greedy, nasty corporation. And you're going, I'm sorry, most corporations aren't really that evil and nasty. I remember watching there's a documentary about computerized bulletin board systems. And this was kind of an addendum to it. And it was all about these two different outfits that provided archiving software. What the software did isn't really important. What it ended up being is how people felt about it. The BBS community was kind of the David and Goliath sort of folks. And there was two competing organizations. Now, what was really interesting about part of it was that it appears that corporation number one had actually written this software. It's actually just software engineer. Organization 2 was one guy, with him and his mother, and the original software that got him started, it was pretty much stolen from that guy. You could compare the two things. It had that guy's name all over it, and it was just gross. So let's see a little alterations here and there. You know, he'd added some value to it. And then things started happening. Of course, the first guy tried to take the second guy to court, and that ended up being a fiasco because the courts didn't really understand what was going on. They didn't comprehend that you could steal things this way. They were still from the whole thing of, oh, wait a minute. It says, you built this, then this guy builds it too, and it's stealing? And they weren't grokking it at all.
It's like writing a book and somebody writing the same book. Not really. Sad to say, it's not.
It's the idea. It's not yeah. that you're actually picking an option.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
But it has this whole other thing that you can make it infinitely reproducible at no cost. You know, when people say, well, he's selling more than you are, you know, that means, you know, he's more effective. So therefore, the courts can side with him, which they ultimately did. Anyway. Well, no. That wasn't the actual ending up being the problem. That wasn't the problem. That was just normal legal garbage. Here was the problem. The BDS community was kind of a tight-knit group. Lots of people. The guy who had originally written it, who formed Company A, which was him and his wife, and they ultimately hired one more guy. They were just selling it like a business, right? You go, you buy the software, they ship you a disk with the software on it, bang, you got software. The other guy was basically doing what's called shareware, which is you can use it for free for a certain amount of time or whatever, and then you're expected to pay. And everybody got the impression that the first company was this big, huge, evil corporation, right? And everybody thought the second company that actually stole the software in the first place, you know, did all this stuff, weathered a lawsuit about it, because there was confusion in the legal system about what on earth to do with this, because this is relatively new to them. Didn't know how to treat it. Is it a product? Is it like a book? Is it copyright? Is it other things? And they really took some decisions. They just decided not to do anything. Anyway. But yeah, all this stuff. But what happened was, there was this whole thing about, you know, the first company was this big mega corporation, and of course everybody hates the mega corporation, right?
Yeah.
And the other guy was this knight in shining armor that was trying to bring these wonderful tools to you, basically for no cost, you know? And so he was having more and more problems selling this stuff. You know, and he would usually sell to companies that needed compression software. Everybody needs it. Anyway, so he was getting hate mail from people because, you know, they all accused him of being evil, money-grubbing pig. They'd never use the software anymore, and I hate you, and I hate everything about you. And he said, and he was sitting there, he was weeping on camera for just saying, I wrote a piece of software. People liked it. And then all of a sudden, it was good. It did the job. And you go,
all of a sudden,
yeah, all of a sudden, I'm getting, you know, I'm, he said, I finally got tired of all the evil stuff being spewed at me, and I just said, screw it, I'm never going to write software and go into business again. This is crazy. I've never heard of you putting out something that actually does a good job, and everybody wanting you down for it. This is fun. I got out. The other guy's name was Stokecat. And he said, you know what? He said, I don't even have a problem with Stokecat. Of course, Stokecat now, he died really young. He had a decent little program or two, but he was one that was perfectly willing just to take what other people had written. and start making money off of it himself without a license to do so. He ultimately wrote his own newer version of Compression that had nothing to do with the old one, and that one did really well too. And this guy just said, you know what, I'm already out of business. I'm not going to put up with it. I'm not going to sit here and be castigated for being nice and making a nice product available to other people. People who say, I want to have it for free or you're evil. And you're going, wow. I said, Bill Katz wasn't giving it away for free either. That was his marketing. You still had to pay him eventually, but hardly anybody ever did. He didn't have a good security method to actually turn his stuff off after a while. Anyway, so there's a really interesting take on this whole thing, this whole new concept of business. And he goes, it was a tough time. It was the late 70s. Everybody back in the late 70s, if you ran a business, everybody knew how to deal with the business. Yeah. This is how business works. It's just there's this whole new thing, which said, you know, it says actually it's kind of an IBM thing. IBM would sell you one of their big old computers back in the 60s and 70s. And all the stuff to make it work was included with it. People got the impression that it was free. And you go, no, it's just part of the package. Just selling you a big old box with a bunch of tubes in it that does computations, that's no good unless you have software, you know, to feed the computations in, to get the computations back out, all that stuff. It says, but that started this whole weird chain about, you know, all software should be free. And you're going, that doesn't work for the millions of guys who write software all the time. They've got to find some way to make money off of it. And you go, most of them don't. But they still turn out the stuff. Anyway. So that's what got that guy was that he didn't, I don't know, he was trying to run things like a business, you know, he was trying to do it right, trying to do it the right way. I wasn't charging too much. It wasn't like I was asking $500 for something. Yep. But yeah, there was this whole new weird thing, and he says, "Yeah, I said I." This is. I was crossly upset because people were just making illegal copies of my stuff. What fun they just pass them around to all their friends? And he goes, "There wasn't any reasonable way for me to stop that from happening. I don't want to spend my time trying to come up with brand new ways of." Thwarting that. That's a waste of my time. And he said the other guy took advantage of it to undercut me. And you go, that was fine, so that's a business tech, that's alright. He said, I was living with the fact that this was gonna peter out soon. But there was some money to be made. I didn't start this business to go into business. I had this thing that I wanted to share with other people, and I thought I should be compensated for it. I said, boy, apparently that was the wrong idea. Good to go. Okay, I decided it was time to go. Oh, birdie. deciding that now's a good time to go there next. I guess there really isn't going to be much more freezing as far as they know. They know just as well as we do.
We are freezing, but
So, yeah, I think there's a whole new realm of how to deal with these kinds of situations now. I don't think we've quite found a way to deal with them yet. Kind of a sharing economy. And the whole tribal thing, you know. You're our kind of people. We'll do business with you, but we'll never do business with them. And you're going, wow. Now I find myself falling into that trap all the time. And it's like, wait a minute, man. Because these guys aren't evil. They're trying to gouge you to death. They're just trying to have a good business. Oh. So, yeah. But you know, as a political movement, fixing business and politics is a weird animal. And that's what the environmentalists do. They mix these two things up so freely. Well, but you have to understand that this really is businesses. You can say all day long, oh, aren't we wonderful? Wouldn't you rather do business with us because we're so wonderful? And you go, quit playing with me. You know, and they're not really that great. It's like Al Gore. And you go, Al Gore's a politician. I said, he was doing this stuff to get a political edge on somebody else. A bunch of people came up to him and said, dude, there's money to be made here. He said, we want to catch you in as the spokesman for the climate change thing because we think that's a fantastic new market. And you go, basically, it's just us saying that it might get warmer or colder as a trend over time. And as long as you keep them all scared and worried, they're going to be shoveling money at us. You know, a bunch of scientists that say, I want to get some government grants. If you convince the legislature that climate change is coming and we must do something about it, but we don't understand it, we need the scientists to figure it out for us, that's a gold mine for me. And I'm sorry. Plenty of scientists that will gladly engage in junk science to get money. I'm sorry. It's true. You know, people all say, oh, scientists would never do that. And you go, oh, please. They have a PhD. And you go, so what? In fact, if nothing else, having those kind of depths and having to make those kinds of calls makes you even more susceptible to saying, oh, I'm going to sell it for the money every time. Since most of them don't have any, you know, since most of them are atheists, don't believe in any true standards, we make our own standards, and our standards are fine. I'm saving the world from global destruction. Therefore, any way I have to do that is fine. I will lie, I will steal, I will cheat, because these ends, you know, work fine. So, wait, you've just deluded yourself. You knew that this stuff really happened anyway, but you're stirring up all this crap to try to prevent it from happening. It's going to happen anyway. And you're profiting off of it. And you're not going to tell the truth. You're not going to tell what you know. Because what you know will mean you have to go back to the classroom and hope the heck anybody cares about atmospheric study, which most people don't. And you go, oh, yeah. Oh, oh yeah. He's cooking. Oh. So, yeah.
I didn't put on my computer.
Uh-oh. Well, you know what? I'll probably kiss you anyway. I'm just the type. My biggest concern is to kiss me.
Yeah.
I think that's far more likely to happen if at least we'll think, oh, no. No, no, no. For some reason. Or no. Decently legitimate, but... You are very kind. And I'm very disgusting. Yes, ma'am. Oh.
I'm thinking you've really worked on that problem.
I'm glad. I'm glad, too. I'm glad you brought it up to me. So I could do something about it. Because I do. I don't want there to be problems that way.
Especially
when you're working. Yeah?
Trying to talk to coworkers.
Oh. Yeah. That's one of the things I'm concerned about. It's just, so how are you really going to do, Nemro, public facing? Is it going to go well or is it going to go badly? And you go, most people don't want honesty. Most people don't want candor. They want to be coddled and told that they're wonderful. And you're going, how do you deal with those kinds of things?
I know
how to handle it.
And everybody's got their problems. I've got problems.
I do that.
We need to work on this.
Yeah. No. But no, I worry about that. So am I going to be okay doing this, or am I going to shoot myself in the foot to the point where I can spend all day long making up programs and trying to get people to come, and they'll say, I'll never do business with that guy. And you go, oh, I worry about that. Because it is. People are real finicky. And with a small population, it isn't like it's okay. There's millions of people. If I piss off half of them, there's still half a million people left to work with. Plenty of money there. With a universe of 9,000 people. You know, I don't, you know. That's to play it safe. Talk about nutrition. Talk about food. Don't talk about the other stuff. Because you're just going to cause problems. Thank you. even getting out of debt. Did I tell you? Most people don't want to get out of debt. They like their lifestyle. Debt-free isn't even something that's interesting to them. You end up having an old car, an old small house, you know, whole worn-out clothes. Yeah, it's the whole thing. Well, we expect this. I'm sorry I can't have this job. I know we don't pay very much, but you're sick to have a good wardrobe, so people think well of you. And you go, oh, gosh.
Well.
So, and take a pay cut, too. And it's like, you know, just continuing to do what I do sounds a lot more... a lot wiser. You know? But if I can get New Mexico State to do it so my office is actually in teaching here, I think you'd be a lot happier. I think I would too. So we're going to see what comes of that. We'll see. I turned down things because I just said, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm just not going to take the pay cut. You can talk to some other... This is, yeah, this is, and I really am the wrong... We were in the wrong person today. So be honest about that, too. It says, you want a liberal, you want somebody to be a good servant to all the liberal causes. Sorry, leftist causes that you want to enact on Clay County. It says, I want nothing to do with it. I wouldn't laugh. They can try somebody to get rid of me. I know what I do. I'd go back to computer work. But then I have to kind of start all over again. It's like, ew. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know I'm confident, and they're all excited about, ooh, he's just so good. He's done all this stuff. And, you know, part 1 minute. I think she's just happy because I'm not going to cut her income. Or I have a good opportunity not to cut my income. Yeah. All right, we'll see you in a little bit. Hi, Matt. Y'all set for excitement and adventure? Yeah? I'd rather talk about these things in the way I'm talking about them now, but I feel like I'm being curtailed because I can't discuss them in the milieu in which I threw myself and to go, oh, that's it. Mm-hmm. I take a pay cut too. How stupid is that? Take the free house. Find some way to make the better money. Thank you.
What, looking for me to show up? I'm the next one. Oh, you're looking for weather. Yeah, it's going to be... Did I say high to the 80s? I had it to the 50s. Ah, I don't trust that.
Good morning. do. We better stop this. Well, I'm very confused if I don't do something about it.